in terms of hate crimes, that's an avenue I want to focus on, is there have been about 770 reported hate crimes in terms of vandalization and verbal harassment. And those are just the ones that have been reported. But most crimes, hate crimes, go unreported. And there are reasons for that. If you look at the Muslim and the Arab cultures, they're cultures of a community, of collective cultures, where when hate crimes are committed or assaults, they keep it and they resolve it within the family. And it's the family unit represents that supportive network to speak about discrimination. And there's also that private entity, that the family is a private entity, that we would not want to publicize any hate crimes. So that's why they have not really been reported. But one of the biggest reasons is Muslims and Arab Americans also feel that because of the representation in the media and in the United States, they've gotten so used to it, so used to this type of harassment. Not now by just the people, the American people who are ignorant about the situations in the world, but also by the American government.